Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Then I said at I said pulling up at 11:10. Then I said again,
but
I'm on the block.
Nope.
I'm looking at the message.
I'm looking at the time. We didn't talk. We didn't get on the phone. My choice is first.
Yeah. And then I go, okay, is everyone in the studio aside from Ryan?
But I wasn't there, so I didn't know who was there.
Right, but when you got here, so this is what I'm saying to you is
when I got here, can I tell
yeah,
you? But I didn't think he was here yet. So I thought she was.
Oh no! Late. I mean,
but she
listen,
said he was in your car.
Hold on. When I say I'm gonna, like, I do my. If I'm running late, I'm running late. But more times than not, I'm trying.
But I'm thinking you was in,
Eve,
inside because when he
Eve,
opened the door,
hi,
I'm like,
say hi to everybody in the neighborhood. They can hear you. Oh, you're not gonna say nothing? That's crazy.
Hi.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. What you heard?
Your
dysfunction that goes in. To us still being dysfunctional. But yo, guess what? Happy New Year, motherfuckers. Ooh. Okay. Woo! That felt good to say.
Ooh. Shit.
Woo, shit. God damn.
Hey, is it really like very cliche if I say this is my Jordan year? No? We not gonna do that right
tell
now?
Tell you what it is.
Right. Jordan right. Gay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's 2023, baby.
Oh.
It's everyone's Jordan year then.
Yeah.
I thought he was.
Did he go to think about having a Jordan year? You having a 45 year? Yeah, I'm 23 year.
45 year wasn't that bad.
You don't want those numbers.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Also,
but, I mean, he switched back to 23 that same year.
He did.
No.
Playoffs.
Yeah, the playoffs.
Yeah.
They still lost.
Still lost.
They lost, but he started to get buckets again.
I don't like the tone everyone's
using.
In regards to Jordan, let's move.
He was doing unheard of things when he wasn't playing basketball. So
I would just like
true.
To say,
very true.
Make sure y'all continue to subscribe. We're back, okay? So we're back. So since we're back, you make sure you subscribe to us everywhere you can subscribe to the podcast, everywhere you get podcasts, okay? That's Apple, wherever, all right?
Anywhere.
Everywhere. If it's there, we'll be there.
Anytime.
YouTube, God Next Door. Am I forgetting anything?
I don't think so.
Oh, make sure you send in your letters, godnextdoor123@gmail.com. We told you at the end of last year, we're accepting letters again. We're reading y'all crazy stuff. So godnextdoor123@gmail.com. There's something I meant to remember. Hey, congratulations are in order.
You can get it.
Now I want to take away the congratulations. Congratulations are in order. There's a new member of the neighborhood.
Yes,
new
there
member.
Is. God damn
new
it.
New member. I forgot.
Well, I can curse now, right?
Yeah,
I can curse.
You let it go.
Oh, yes, I can. God damn it. Come on now.
The baby's here. Baby number dos.
Baby number two.
What's going on? What's the thought process? The mindset.
It has been hell. It is.
I like this. I like this. Welcome.
It has not been easy. It's been great. It's been fantastic. You know, my daughter is here.
That's not what you said.
Naima,
say what you said before we started.
You know, Naima is here and she is a beautiful baby. I literally made the same baby twice. So shout out.
You literally did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like God just recycled light-skinned people.
Probably. You know, I'm glad I wasn't in the Shamar Moore cycle. Like I got I got the Michael Ealy range. But it's fine. I'll take that.
What are you saying?
I'm just saying.
What are you saying right now?
The other recycle. You know, it's fine.
Exactly. Apple. Tell them to shut up.
I got the other recycle. But no.
Healthy.
She's super healthy.
Easy delivery. You scared? You were nervous?
It was ill because our gynecologist.
Our?
He wasn't
not
mine.
Yours.
He wasn't checking. Well, I guess he was checking my.
Hey, misogynist.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop. No.
You're getting to hear real episodes now.
Woo, baby. Shit.
No, but he was. He was a super like religious dude. Like yeah. He would go into.
So you drunk all my waters, huh?
Huh?
Oh, these are yours? Mm-hmm.
Body bagged them.
I guess it's only right. I took them from my Uber. Somebody took them for me. I took four.
Put two in my backpack.
Dropped it at the crib. I ain't have water at home. It's tough times. Shout out to New York Tap, though.
Shout out to New York Tap. It's always been top 10.
Always. Top 10 is one.
Elite.
Cleanest water.
Right. You're right.
That's why our bagels are the best. Our pizza's the best.
Bang, bang, bang. Yeah.
Bang, and bang. I love it here.
Bang, bang.
I miss you guys. Go ahead. Finish telling me about
that. No, he was just
finish
dope,
your
man.
Misogyny. Nah, he owned this woman, and he was up underneath your hood.
What?
Yeah, baby.
Misogyny. No, man. He was dope, man. He was dope. He was super. He was jokes all the time. He made sure that the delivery was super easy. Christina, all of us in the room, the nurses, everybody was just praying the entire time. And it was crazy. Like, I felt like he was anointing my baby on the way out because he kept using olive oil to help. I know what olive oil is for. Yeah, he was
that's using, a whole mother tactic.
Yeah, he was using olive oil to help lubricate, to help get my baby out. But because he was a super praying man, it was like, you blessing my baby on the way out. That's wild. That's crazy.
First blessing
early on. So, shout out to Naima.
Now, how does this go? I haven't done this often. So, does my God fathership carry over?
No, you just got the one.
No, you got one.
You just got the one.
Chill out.
Do I have to negotiate?
Nope.
You have to figure that out with mama.
It's done. It's a wrap. Just take your one. Just chill out. Then you're going to complain when you got two.
Woo! Child, you complain. What? Let me complain about these goddamn kids. How'd you bring in the new year?
Chilling, man. Yeah. Honestly, crazy. And this is probably
fucking hate your facial hair.
Yeah, thank you.
Fucking hate this shit. I don't know why the fuck you're doing this. Mm. And you keep doing this. You keep bringing it. I couldn't talk about it when we was recording earlier.
Yeah.
Because we had to act on our best behavior.
Yeah, but now
this shit right here is fucking stupid.
Hey, listen.
This shit is dumb.
This shit's fucking dumb. Joey, you see this stupid ass shit? You know, I'm not talking to Joey no more. Joey's nothing against you. The fact that we be making our engineers a bit more famous than we like, and y'all start to act a little different. So, yeah, fuck you, Joey.
Listen, no,
Ryan,
listen.
How do you feel about this facial hair?
Lack thereof. But he's trying.
It looks like a Tetris.
2023.
Wow.
Nah, 2023. We trying. You got the roller?
Nah, I need to get that. I heard the roller. Like,
I'll call some people for you.
Yeah.
The roller does that work?
I don't know if it works, but
we gonna figure it out. We gonna see. We gonna see.
You because what I don't like about people like fucking him.
He don't need it.
You don't need it.
Just extra. He just want the extra.
Like, you don't need it.
Understand, if I had a beard.
No, understand, if I couldn't grow a beard, I would be so happy.
Why?
I would be so.
Why?
I have a werewolf in my family.
It's a lot.
As soon as I get a shape up, by that night, as soon as I do my sofa mask, as soon as I wipe it off, I can see the little stubbles trying to grow back. I said, what the fuck?
Sorry, I just bought a.
Yeah.
Bang, bang, bang. I refuse, bro. I don't trust myself.
Like, I have it, but it's like. My barber,
it ain't the same.
He do it in a specific way. I can't follow his way. It's just gonna look dumb.
That's what you got to do is.
Hold on, I knew
I was
bad.
After when you see one little hair, just
hold on. I'm about to say I knew I was bad because I tried to do that one time. Like I was on, I got my clippers. My dad is a barber. I could do this.
You're too old
I started
to fuck
doing
up.
It myself.
Yeah, you too old Mind for that.
I can't see under here. So one time my barber got up under here and he started to do. He's like, "Oh, you've been trying to do this yourself, huh?"
Does your dad feel offended that you have a barber?
Not anymore. Okay. He did for a second. For a second. So much so, when I was doing 90210, he didn't like the guy or the person that they had come and cut my hair. They didn't really know how to cut black hair for real. I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
That was a really bad haircut.
Makes sense.
Let me ask you this. Your haircut. Yeah. Don't forget where you were going.
Okay.
I
had to do this. Okay.
Go ahead. Ryan, I need your help.
I'm here.
Okay. Started this on Twitter a few days ago. Bringing it here.
Oh, Lord.
Top five.
What did you say New Year's, bro?
We're gonna get there, but I want to talk about his haircut.
Top five
worst haircuts in cinema history.
In cinema history, yep.
You on 90210 is bad.
It's not top five, though.
It's top five.
It's not top five.
Pooch Hall on the game.
It's not top five. What's his name from ATL's? Hair is always horrible.
Facts.
Who?
Homie that just, they, you know, he had a little situation. He got good.
He's talking about Lakeith.
Yeah, always bad.
Always bad.
I don't care if it's your look.
But I think that's his look, though.
I don't care.
But it's not a haircut. He didn't sit down and get a
nigga
haircut
when a nigga has on dirty, nasty Air Forces, and he be like, yo, this is my look. That's his look.
But your hair, I'm talking about you sat down, got this haircut, and then went to shoot.
They sat down and looked at them nasty-ass shoes and put them right back on after a mud fest.
I know I'm not top five.
Your 90210 cut was bad.
It's not great.
There's so many cuts that are bad. I don't know if it's top five.
But the my saving grace ever, my saving grace, I was backstage at the Hove concert. June Ambrose came up to me while everybody was trying to cut me up. June Ambrose came up and was like, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I love Tristan's hair. I said, if June likes it, I like it. That's all that matters. So shout out to you, Miss Ambrose.
What you do for New Year's, Ryan? Something I care about.
I was actually staying. I was trying to stay home.
Trying to stay home.
Well, I want to say trying, but everybody was out of town. I was like the only person there. It was travels with me, and we were just chilling. And so I was like, you know what? I'm not mad at this year. I don't have no plans. I'm not mad at chilling.
You over there looking like a superhero,
man. I'm
about to say, that chest is fantastic.
I'm glad
daddy.
You said it because I didn't want to have to say it.
Thanks, man. You know?
Oh, did he just
did
hit the.
Not,
did
oh,
he just
my, hit the, oh,
stop.
My God.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
My fault. It's just a reaction.
Bring back toxic masculinity.
I actually, so I was chilling, and then your management called me. Only when his number hits the phone, it's only.
Oh, you're talking about Dale.
It's only his story. And Dale does stuff where he's not even there.
Mm hmm.
Yo, Ra, Herb hit me up, said you want to go out, which I told him you going to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in L.A.? I said, this is all I heard about, some club stuff, but I bet.
It was funny, because that night, I saw you out, and I was like, yo, I wonder if Dale is, I didn't even think Dale was in L.A.
I facilitated it.
My man.
So it was a good night. It was cool. It wasn't nothing like, oh my God, but it was like we weren't overly crowded in our section. It wasn't one of those nights where I hate where it's just like you can't move. We had a good amount of space and we just chilled and drank and everybody, it was cool.
You know what I need, man?
Shout out to Herb. That's my guy.
Yeah, shout out.
Herb
was like a good shave.
Besides that.
A wax?
I think I just need a nice night out. I feel like I'm gonna treat, I gotta set this up. I gotta talk to the missus. We gotta get a babysitter.
The answer's gonna be no.
No. It's gonna be one of those non-negotiables.
Mm-hmm.
We need a night out.
Oh, you're gonna take her out.
Yeah.
See, you said I. So that's why I was like,
Oh yeah. I mean that's separate. But I gotta make sure me and her go out first.
Here.
No, probably not here. We'll probably we might have to head to DC or something like that.
Okay.
You know, make it a DC night.
Got some spots.
I'm about to say.
I've been in DC in a minute.
Hey, DCB?
There's love out there, B.
There's money out there, B. They love us out there, B.
I think, and I also was thinking about New Year's, by the way. We need to have a party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, listen. I was just saying, the 95 needs to bring it back this year. It's been a couple years. I feel like people have been quiet.
the 95
and members only. Do you understand how crazy that would be? Bro, stop.
Okay.
Stop. Stop.
There's some people that have a party in LA.
Uh-huh.
But it's getting dismantled.
Oh, it's getting shady.
Yeah. I think this is a perfect time for us to... I'm just saying, we can talk about it.
Hey.
You know, they're just people out there that come together. They don't even like each other. They just come together, they have a party, and they just burst.
Different holidays,
different times of the year. It just happens. But, you know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
But I feel like there's a side.
Oh, no. There's always been a space.
Oh, no, there's always been a space.
Because
we gonna talk. There's a good space.
We gonna talk.
I'm saying y'all know what the fuck is going on. I want to know about the time. You're gonna get a check.
I want to know who got the. You know I'm messy.
We'll get there.
We'll worry about the mess later.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. All right,
it'll be cleaned up by then.
All right. Well, since no
one. What about you? What did you do for me?
You thought I forgot about you. Let me get my mouse back.
Yeah. Good. Hey.
This is how I sit.
Cool out. You and Bobby Smurda.
Cool how you be cooling.
Yes, for New Year's, what I do for New Year's? Oh, New Year's, I took Sunny out the country for her birthday.
Oh, yeah, I peeped.
Yeah, so.
I peeped.
It was just y'all too?
It was just us. Unfortunately, Mook doesn't have her passport.
Oh, I thought you were going to say.
No, she doesn't have a passport because, you know, as I've explained multiple times, I have custody of her. We don't know who her mother is.
Yeah.
And so to get a passport, you got to
have both parents
signed. So I got to go through the courts and dumb stuff. So it wouldn't have been done in time. And New Year's is actually Sunny's birthday. Her birthday is on New Year's. So I couldn't have her, like, make her trip around somebody else. So she said she wanted to do the Bahamas. I love the Bahamas.
I heard Rick Ross was out there having a ball. Were you right next to him?
I was not near them. Okay, let's relax.
I mean, Mouse got... I don't know.
I seen them.
If y'all remember, beginning of this podcast, Mouse is not the Mouse now.
Yeah, facts. She's different.
Today's price is not yesterday's price.
I seen his crew at... I still don't know how to pronounce this. Katsuya.
I seen them
people over there.
In the Bahamas?
Yeah.
In the Bahamas. They got one at the...
At Atlantis.
Bahamar.
I don't think... If I've been in the Bahamas, it was on like a cruise. Like
I want... It's at this point. This is my fourth time there. I'm 1,000% sold.
You gonna buy some?
No. I'm gonna... maybe later, but...
Your mother?
Huh? That has way more of a likelihood than happening than me buying something up there.
Why not? Buy a little property.
No, like right now. I'm not saying right now, but in the future. Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, okay.
In the near future... It's gonna be the that's the tradition. New Year's, birthday, happy.
Oh, I like that.
I typically do a trip.
Do you want to do
in January?
I love. I love this for you, but I also think you need to see a lot of this world.
No, yeah. I'm gonna go.
Everybody says you like me. We find some shit.
I'm going back all the time. But I'm still gonna go to other places. Like earlier, me and Nigeria was talking about. I'm definitely doing that thing, that Swiss Alps thing. I'm going through there.
I think instead of picking one place, I think you should go to the Bahamas every year because that's your thing.
But throughout the year, I'm going to go to other places.
But I think New Year's, you should always switch up a destination just because it's your daughter's birthday, A. It's switching up the scenery for the new year. And you already went to the Bahamas in that year. If you start, my mom used to. We also used to take trips before surgery every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, because all the parties we have, I'd always come like right before New Year's. We go out the country. So we did like Barcelona 1 year, Nice, Cannes. But once you get that,
how long that Barcelona flight?
No, that's not that long. Yeah, that's not that long. It's maybe 6 hours. Oof,
it depends on where you fly from. I don't really remember. Right, I think I flew from New York. It's probably like six or eight, something like that. I mean, Africa is a whole nother ballgame.
Yeah, Africa's in the
Japan. It depends on... It all plus. Really depends in, depends in America where you leave from.
Yeah. Like, I know Japan because...
Japan's closer to California.
Yeah, Christina's sister is out there. So from here or from the East Coast...
It's like 24.
It's at least a good 19, 20, 22.
Because you can go straight to South Africa from Atlanta, direct flight, 16. But if I'm coming from Cali, I got to do 8. Yep. Well, I got to do 16, then I got to do 8. So it's wild.
I was over there, loved it. We was out there for a week too, so I've been on every lazy river. I've been on all of that. I'm just happy she enjoyed it. She got to see it.
I think she's at an age now where she could, you know, because I think that was my argument with Christina a lot. You know, there's so many places that I think we're just happy to have kids. So there's so many different places that we really just want to take our kid and we want to show her the world, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I didn't, very early on, I was like, I don't think Tristan's even old enough to fully grasp or to understand or to enjoy where she is right now, right? Like,
they never are at an age to do that because it's on our dime. So, like, I was just watching. So I was driving out there, which is, whoever came up with driving on the other side of the road is pretty, pretty fucking stupid.
You know, it's so wild. About to say, you know, it switched when it came to America, right?
Guess what? What? America figured it out.
But it makes,
because that's fucking,
it kind of makes more sense. Well, not kind of, it makes more sense.
It makes more sense. Like, it's like,
just because when you make it, when you own this, and you got to make the,
yo, it's so dangerous.
Shit is crazy.
It's so dangerous. I thought I was going to die so many times.
London, I almost got hit 40,000 times.
You were driving out there too?
No, just walking. Because I'm looking the wrong fucking way.
All the time.
Walk out, and I'm like, then I look back, the car. Yeah.
Now, here goes the thing. In the Bahamas, I think I could get hit by a car. Everybody drives the same box. Wow. It's like a little box that everyone drives.
Wow. Probably a stick shift, though. Now,
it sounds just like a stick shift. So I'm driving, and I'm like, I hope this ain't stick. I was like, you know what? This is stupid. But I loved it out there. It was an amazing time. I was out there too. I just got back a few days ago, and immediately all hell broke loose. But that's my life. but you know, seeing you guys, seeing your beautiful faces makes it all better. Y'all ready to talk? Y'all ready to talk?
I'm ready.
First episode of the month of the year. Y'all ready? Ready to do this? Let's do this. Let's do this.
What we talk about, Mouse?
We are talking about, as grown ass men, why do niggas be sitting in front of a podcast microphone just saying nothing? Just yelling. No, I just be wanting to start drama.
I can't answer that.
I just like start drama.
There's a whole bunch of niggas in the world that
I think there needs to be.
Try to think like that.
I think there needs to be podcast equipment reform. You know how everyone says we need gun reform? Sure, maybe, I guess, whatever. We need podcast equipment reform. There needs to be someone doing background check. What you gonna use this for? Yes. Can you spell?
Mouse.
Go. Get to the topic?
Get
there. Okay.
Sicko.
Okay. All right. All right. So, I want to talk about the U.S. friendship recession. There is, and it's hitting men the worst. So, I sent you guys this article that I was reading, and it talked about the U.S. friendship recession, specifically amongst men.
Yeah.
Men are having the least amount of interactions with friends day to day.
Okay.
And they're saying it's causing a rise in, you know, depression overall, you know, male suicide, specifically for us black.
Oh, wow. Men.
So I want to talk to you guys about, that. And then it would, you know, it's going to pivot into, you know, as being men, being grown, Do we make space for new friends?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole no new friends thing. So, but I do want to start with.
Damn it, Drake.
Yeah, damn it, man.
New friends is cool.
But I do want to talk about, you know, first, this friendship recession. Like, do you guys see that? Like, are you guys able to, like, in your life, in your everyday life, do you guys see that, you know, the lack of male-to-male interaction in, like, a friendship way?
Yeah, I do. You got to be in this conversation. We have to all separate ourselves from our actual life,
because
I feel like us three have those.
We have friends, but I think even speaking to my life, right? I think I have amazing friends. Not only do I have amazing friends, I have people that I can constantly call, lean on, et cetera, et cetera. But I think now I'm at a place in my life where I am not actively, I'm not going out as much, I'm not moving around as much as I used to. So I don't interact with my friends as much as I once used to.
Yeah.
And even that in and of itself can feel like I'm pulling away from or being drawn away from certain friends. It's tricky. It's very tricky, especially, you know, you have a kid, you start to have a wife. et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the conversation, oh, you're going to go hang out with your single friends and blah, 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 blah. It becomes
that's
a conversation.
That's a podcast topic all on its own.
Man. But, you know, it's a tightrope to walk. But even in my life, I think where I am right now, I'm seeing that it's not that I'm losing friends. I'm just not connecting or interacting with them the same way that I once did. And I can see the effects of it.
Mm. And what are some of the effects?
I think you touched on a few of them, right? Like I reach out, but it's, I don't know if I reach out the same way I did before, right? When we were moving around or when I was outside and this, that, and the third. If I had a problem and Ryan was in town, I know we was going to meet at LAP and we were going to talk about it. So I didn't have to call him. If I had a problem and we were outside or whatever, me, Mouse would be right with me. So it'd be like, okay, I could talk about it on the ride as we're going to whatever. Or I'd be with Dale or with whatever. So like, I didn't have to sit with a problem as much anymore, which isn't a bad thing. I think it's a necessary thing to learn to sit with your problems and understand how to deal with them better. But
I never even thought of that. That's good. I never thought of that.
But I do feel the weight of these problems on my chest now, to where now it's a question. It's like, okay, do I want to just burden somebody with this? Do I call them? Nah, it's fine. I could sit with this. I could probably write about it, or I could just, it's not that big of a deal, but the weight or the onus of the said problem is on my shoulders a lot more.
Do you feel like in those moments, and I guess I ask both of you, do you feel like in that, or as a result of that, do you feel like you lose friends, or do you just feel like as men, we kind of have a unspoken understanding that, yeah, we good, bro?
Everybody can go.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I think it's it depends on the situation.
I think certain people, I don't ever want to lose friends. If you're my friend, I don't ever lose you, but I think certain people just lose themselves.
Yeah.
And certain people can't be around certain shit. It's just certain people you can't take to certain places, or you're really gonna find out the type of person they are. So that I know how to kinda, but some people shoot themselves. That's what happened. That's when I lose friends. You do some dumb shit. Like, why would you do that? I bet. I don't gotta fuck with you more. You know what you did. We good. Cool. But, I mean, everybody's circles, that's why I said us out of it, but everybody's circles are very different. And some people think that just because they're, I know a lot of people say, like, when you get to certain places, like, some of those friends down there, they're just not meant to be, which sometimes is true.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like a lot of people that get surpassed their friends, instead of helping them to get up, they go find a new circle of friends.
Yeah.
And they just jump and they friend hoppers, homie hop, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Yeah.
And they just circle. And it's like, it's me. It's, I know a lot of people, but a lot of people can't access me. Like, you can't, yo, Ra, I'm coming.
How do
like,
you differentiate that? Because I've had a hard time over the years doing that.
Takes
like,
time, bro.
What do you mean, differentiate?
How do you know who's the, you know
who's
how
a real,
say,
who's a real friend versus who's the homie hopper?
Not to not so much to that extent, to the extent of, in our business, sometimes you'll be working with somebody or around somebody for like a lot, or like for a long amount of time, maybe for a couple months y'all working on a project, or, you know, in this moment in your life, you're just outside and you see him and it's, yo, my man, I'm going on, I'll see you, boom, boom. And that's your man.
Yeah.
There comes a time where you're like, oof, this might not be my man.
Mm-hmm.
How do you differentiate who is
your mans and who isn't?
Right, because like I said, by proxy, what we do, we sometimes come into contact with someone a lot. If y'all are friendly and that's your man, you know, and just, you know, us being men and we're around each other, we're talking, you're like, oh, this is my man. How do we differentiate between, oh, that was my man for the time being, or this is my man's? You know, and like trying to continue to cultivate those friendships. I have a hard time with that, which is why it always looks like I'm a recluse and I'm like super lean. Like, in our group chat, we don't just talk about the fucking podcast. That might be the last thing we talk about.
Absolutely.
And I know I lean on y'all for a lot. Whether I'm in LA and I immediately, as soon as I land, I hit Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm around, yo, boy, or if I'm even anywhere near, yo, boy, pull up. And I know I lean, because it's like, I don't like or trust a lot of people. And it looks like it's because I'm being purposely standoffish. No. I'm trying, and it's just like
certain people
got to
show up.
Know.
You got to show up.
Yeah,
for me to be like, yo, you've my, and not even a thing of like, yo, I invite you somewhere, you come. It's like, yo, I don't want every phone call to you, to me, to be like, yo, what we doing tonight?
Yeah,
yo,
no. It can't
yo, Rod, it can be transactional, but I know to put you
where
over
to put
here.
You.
Yeah.
I know when you call me and you text me, there's something, and it might be a good thing. Like, yo, I know when this person call me, we going, it's lit. Like, something going up, and they happen to call me. Like, I have those people. But then I'll separate that, because I know you're asking, how do you separate it? I'll send a business text.
What's a business text?
Example, let's just, I won't say it's real, I won't say it's fake, but it's an industry example. Yo, Mac, yo, what you doing tonight? Yo, we doing this tonight. Yo, pull up, boom. You pull up, y'all go, y'all chill, whatever. It's always fun, mm-hmm. fun. Mac, yo, I see you working on such and such. Yo, let me pull up and holler at you about some stuff that I'm working on. Like,
because you wouldn't do that to your mans.
No, you're not to the nigga that you're just going out with all the time. It's like, I'm not. But it's like, if I see something, I'm chilling with you, yo, and you working on this, and I'm,
yo, bro.
Yo, you might not notice, but I, because a lot of friendships and relationships, especially in the industry, have, is really not, they don't really care about what you, I mean, they care about what you do in a sense of why I'm chilling with you.
Because typically we all are at the party together. Absolutely. Yeah, your barrier.
You got to be doing something.
You got in.
All you have to do is shake a couple hands in a party, and they don't have to know what you do, but they know, oh, such and such knows you. Such and such.
He's not an outsider.
Okay, cool. So I can be cool with him. But then there's also that situation where it's like, you don't really fuck with me. You don't want to work with me because you got your own agenda. You got your own shit grown. And especially when it comes to us black people, we never want a nigga, like, niggas never want to be like, yo, I'm working. Even though it's like a stepping stone, it's like, I got my shit. You get your lane, I got my lane, and we'll meet in the middle to party.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's where once I send that text, like, yo, I'm working on this, then I know it's like, oh, you don't
really bang with me.
You don't even respond to that message, but you call me like, yo, party. Well, and I'm like, okay, so now I'll put you over here. Boom.
So it's funny that you asked that, because I was just talking to somebody and they were asking me like, how do you differentiate the difference between a blessing and a lesson, right?
Okay.
And I think that's a similar conversation. I think, you know, those guys that you go, yo, my homie, whatever, and then you see that it's not really your homie. I guess, in essence, that is more of a lesson to who they are, what they are, where to place them.
And I never want to find out. And my biggest fear is that I will find out at the most inopportune time.
Yeah. So I'm... You know me. I'm somebody who tries to think big and more of a optimist and all of that stuff. Glasses half full. Blah 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 blah. So I don't think, and this is just the way that I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we are supposed to know what is a blessing or a lesson. We're supposed to treat everything as such. We're supposed to treat all of these situations as such until they fall off. And then even when they fall off, it's like, all right, cool. That was what it was. It was cool while it lasted. I enjoyed the moment. Keep moving forward. Because I feel like if we had the foresight to know something was going to be a lesson, we would cut things off before they could become a lesson.
Mm. We see it. We foresee this.
Damn, Mac, why is that how you coming into 2023? That was... Sat me on my ass for a minute. That was good.
But it's good. And it's great to know that.
That was good.
But it's great to know that about yourself.
Yeah.
That I can see that. Like, and we all are like that. Somebody walk in here, and we're like, we know this. We know what you want.
Just the energy.
But we just know.
Like what you said when we were recording before with Reggie. He was like, a lot of people want to come back on.
Yeah.
But we know.
I know. Yeah. You want to hit me. Yo, I got a lot. You know how to know. I got mad stuff to talk about. I'm like, what do you have to talk about?
We need to
but what do you have to talk about that I haven't talked about?
Yeah.
That I can't do on my own. Because that's what it is at this point in time.
Or just like, how are you...
And it's adding.
Facts.
Because it's not that we don't need new friends. Because I would never say that.
Nah.
Because I've met people in the past couple years.
Let's get into that later. Because that is a specific topic I want to get into. Let me ask y'all this. How many close friends do y'all have?
Close friends?
If you had to quantify it.
Just because you're in my close friends on my Instagram don't mean you're my close friends. I'm not talking about green.
Not green bubbles.
I'm not talking about green bubbles. How many real life close friends do you have? Before you answer anything, just give me the number. Cause
I don't have a number, but I have a good amount.
A handful? Two handfuls?
Yeah.
Okay, two handfuls.
But I also got to look at my life a little differently. I've lived a lot of places.
I've gone to a lot of lives.
I've gone to a lot of schools. So it's like when people be like, oh, that's what the one thing that it kind of grinds my gears a little bit. But they're like, yeah, Rod, you know so many people, and I really have to look at them in their eyes.
I have to know that, man.
And it's like, yo, bro,
if I've lived this much life,
I went to
and I didn't know this many
three
people?
Middle schools, four high schools in three high different school, states. Yeah. Then I went to college in a whole nother state in the Midwest. Then I moved back to. It's like if I didn't know anybody, y'all would look at me. I'm killing somebody. You see what I'm saying? So when people be like, yo, I know you're this. And for the past, I'll be real, for the past 3 months, I've really been like in the crib. Mm-hmm. And I can and I hate it because I cannot go out for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, and I can post one day and everybody thinks I'm out for that whole month. And it's like, yo, it really hurt. I'd be like, yo.
That's because when you go out for like 12 hours.
The thing is, when Ra goes out, it looks like a movie.
It looks like a movie, but it's like, yo, it's just normal. It's some normal, dumb. It's just what I post, and y'all, oh my god! Some girl hit me the other day and was like, "All you do is post these Instagram girls." And in my head, I'm like, you know, I went to high school with these girls. Like I've known these girls for 15 years.
They like what are you
before Instagram even happened. Like these are I know them, but it's like so. Don't post my so that whole world gets weird with me when it comes to like close friends. But I know it's like who I can count on is my close friends. So, like
okay. Okay,
and a lot of my friends from New York like moved to LA.
Yeah,
I got Naj, I got Trav out there. Like, I got even meeting Rob through Naj. That's another bug about to move to LA. Like, my core is like besides like y'all. Jesus Christ. So it's like everything is around me, and I went to high school out there. So I got like my cousin, I got like Shep, and I got my cousin AP. I got like real family out there. So it's like. My close friends will be a little different. I feel like every place that I lived, I got a close friend pretty much there.
Yeah. So two handfuls.
No. I'm not going.
One handful. Because you said you couldn't quantify
it. I thought you meant like two handfuls.
Like, if you had it like.
Around 10. I always get scared because I know when I get married, it's going to be scary.
It's going
to
be nuts.
Everybody going to be like, yo, I need to be.
I need a best man. I need to be that best man.
I don't know. Right here. And then you got also like my god brothers Winston and Simeon. Like,
just remember who made the best wedding for you.
Yeah, you're gonna be hosting it.
All right,
it's lit.
I think
close friends,
but I can't name them. I can't put a number.
You're right.
I think it's the same. About like two handfuls.
It might be more. It might be more.
Yeah, it might be more. But the people that I can honestly say like, and I only would consider a close friend like. If I could call you...
Don't, because that's going to the second part of the question.
Got it.
So I wanted to know, how you differentiate what you did, and then, like, a number, right? Like, with me, I think, if I'm being honest, I probably got, like...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
10 close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason I stopped y'all from going any deep because I want to ask all of us, what constitutes a close friend? I'll throw it out there.
Go ahead.
For me, it's super simple. Who do I trust to be in my business?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know my business. Y'all done seen my baby mama.
Yep.
Y'all seen my baby mother. Y'all know the good, the bad, the ugly. I done borrow money from y'all. Like, y'all know my business. You get what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
That, like, can't nobody come to y'all
and say something that I wouldn't know.
That you wouldn't know. That's how confident I am.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I constitute as a close friend. Y'all know my business.
Yeah.
When I was dead broke,
You're right.
If you would have heard, yo, you know Mouse is broke, y'all would have been like, yeah, we know. Not for long, but like y'all would have known. Yeah. Instead of like, yo, y'all know Mouse broke? He's like, what? I did not know that. I thought that was a new tech flex.
He had that on for a week.
I definitely agree with that when it comes to like trusting information with people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I do, you know, Ryan shit where I'll tell you something to see if you're going to say it. It could be a lie. I could tell the other person like, yo, Matt, if this person hits you up, this is what I'm going to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know.
I think now, you've actually done that before.
Yeah, because now I know like.
You did that to me, yeah.
So I'm saying now I know like I was trying to, like I fuck with you. But I can't
let me
trust
see,
you.
Let me see where you at.
Yeah, I can't trust you with this little thing. And you went
it's
back
a piece
and
of information.
And just to be like, yo, and I've told, yo, just keep the tweet us, but knowing where you're going to go run to. And it's like, now I got to reevaluate my list. Because don't get it, like things happen where niggas be real close and then something happens and it's not so close. And it's also how that person plays it. Like it can be a simple conversation. Like, yo, I'm going through some things. I can't communicate the way we, you know what I'm saying? It can be just something mm-hmm. where it's like, oh, you going, but when you just flat out disappear or you flat out do something, and I'm just like, yo, you didn't have to do that just because you felt this way about whatever. So it's, I don't know, man. From when it comes to friends, it's a very thin line with me, but I'm also very like open arms. Like I've had to like transfer schools and so much that it's like, it's either you get bullied or you be cool with, you know.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do. So it's like, I don't want to judge you when you jump in the room. I don't want somebody else's words not going to cloud my judgment over you. You got to do something to me before I could be like, I don't. So I guess that's where it is with me. It's a weird situation just because I don't like to treat people bad. But everybody can't
go. For me, I look for just what you said. I look for honesty. I look for trust. I look for like actual. I'm somebody who's very much like, I need to be able to call you and discuss like what's on my head. Just like you said, mm-hmm. You need to know, like I need to be able to trust you with my business, but not only with my business. I'm a creative. So like if I look at you as somebody I can throw my ideas up against and I trust you with that, my ideas to me are probably my most prized possessions besides my kids.
Mm.
So if I'm throwing my ideas at you and trying and seeing how they bounce off of you and what you think, and you're giving me actual constructive criticism, and you're like, yo, I like this, or I don't like this, or yo, you should whatever, whatever, whatever. Like if I can trust you with my ideas, I consider you in my close proximity, because I know a lot of my ideas of crazy, out of this world, far-fetched, and I sometimes need people to pull me back down. Like,
yeah, when you wanted to do that space strip club, that was crazy.
Relax. Okay. That was only supposed to happen in Atlanta that one time, so please.
That was my fault.
But my ideas are something that's very valuable to me, so I just want to make sure that if I consider you a close friend, I can call you and be on some like, yo, so what do you think about such and such and such and such, especially if I know that you have an expertise in that. Like if it's a business that I'm trying to open, and I'll call Rye and be on some like, yo, so what do you think about, or what should I look out for when I'm trying to do such and such and such mm-hmm. and such? And I trust that he's going to give me good information for it, or I trust that he's even just going to listen to the idea. So I think that for me is what constitutes my close friends. And I don't have a lot of them. I don't have a lot of people that I trust with my ideas.
So let me ask you this, Matt. So, like, with so many people around from, like, you know, multiple evolutions of life, you know, from just growing up, different movie sets, TV, all of that, is it a bit harder to differentiate your close friends? Like, how does a celebrity sort through that?
A lot of my friends come from, honestly, from growing up with them, right? I always say the way that you remember somebody is that you have to have an actual tangible moment with them, right? It's always hard to hard to have something with somebody that you don't have anything to lean on with, right? For mm-hmm. me and Rye, right? And I bring this up all the time. The way I knew Rye was my man's mm-hmm. is and I probably shouldn't be talking about this, even in being famous. One of our homeboys was about to get jumped outside. We ran outside, and I was first one to knuckle up, and I looked to my left, and I wasn't the first one to knuckle up. Rob was right next to me. I said, oh.
We up.
It's game time.
What it do?
So mind you, me and Rob was hanging out tough since before then. I considered him a close friend when I know I can look to my left and he's right there. I said, okay, that's my hitter from now on.
Good.
It's the same thing with you. Like the way that you pulled up on me at the video shoot,
mm-hmm.
and niggas will pull up and say what up, and video shoots go on for hours, and niggas will have other things to do. You stayed and just wanted to be like, nah, I'm kicking it. Like
I never was in the video or nothing.
I don't want nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm not looking for nothing. I'm just here to chill. Like, what you need? And mm-hmm. I was like, that's there's a selflessness about that just was like, nah, that's real. And as we continued on, and I started to see like where your mind was, what you wanted to do, and how violently vicious you were with your dream. It was something that it's something that was inspiring for me. So that's how we became close friends. And it's the same thing with a lot of my friends, with me and Dale. Dale was promoting parties in D.C. He was the first person to bring me, like I was 18 years old, 19 years old. He was the first person to bring me to D.C. for Howard Homecoming. Brought me to Love. Like, nigga,
I would be his close friend still, too.
But it wasn't that. It was how much he was... When I started to do music, and mind you, me and Dale stayed close even after that. But when I started doing music at around like 22, 23, Dale was on some like, yo, bro, like, I don't want to do this anymore. I really want to start getting into music. And seeing how violently vicious he was on learning the business, picking up everything, trying to figure out how to do this, how to do that. Okay, I have my contacts over here. I could use this to get this and move here to get that. And it was inspiring. So I guess for me, a lot of my friends come from when I was a kid, and they're mm-hmm. the people that are the most inspiring to me.
Right. And to just to double down on that, it also for me is teaching me things.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta be able to learn from you. Yeah. If you coming at my age right now, like, and you're not going, whether it be my friends, a girlfriend, anything, if I can't learn, then
what
like,
are we doing?
What are we doing? Like, I'll be in the same spot. You basically just taking all my energy. You're really making me teach you stuff, and you're not giving me nothing in return but a friendship. I'm cool. That's when I'm cool. Like, if all you want is me, yeah, what are we doing? It's like, what you bringing to the table, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this table's already set.
I'm good.
My niggas is around this table already good. They don't even ask. You know what I'm saying? They got their own meals, and they still cutting me a piece. How can I explain? Because the bigger picture is, how can I explain to my friends that we letting you in? Because that's what it really is.
Yeah.
We can't be that close, and you don't know my other really close friends.
That's a fact.
Like, it's just not going to work like that. All my friends that are really close all know each other for the most part.
You was just on a group chat with all of them.
And it's wild, because it's like, everybody be like, yo, how you know him? How you know? And then niggas just point at me. Yeah, Rob, we met him through Rob. It's like, yo, because if I feel like you're a good person, I want you to meet the other people that I have vetted out through years of we going back and forth with the street shit.
I was about to say, that was the same thing with 95.
Everything.
You know how we did that? That was literally just
I was just around. Like, yeah.
It's so funny that like all of us have the same... I can't speak for your interpretation of how I came mm-hmm. into your life, but when Max said that, I was like, oh, wow. That reminds me, because that's the same way I knew Ryan was. Like, yeah, like, we existed around you. We orbited one another around you, and it was always, you know how niggas are, like, oh, that nigga bitches? I get bitches. I bet. So, I'm good. That's all I care about. And then it was the Brooklyn connection. Everybody I knew from Brooklyn knew Ryan, and they would always ask, oh, you don't know Ryan? He used to throw the party we used to go to. I'm like, oh, nah, I don't know him. And then once we started doing the podcast, it was still like, I know I'm his friend. I never over-evaluate myself on other people's mm-hmm. life.
You know what it means to you.
So I'm
I can't
like,
tell you what it means.
Yeah, so I'm like, I know I'm Max, nigga. And I know if it all goes down, Matt got my back. I know that. And I was unsure with Ryan because it never
it's fresh. Yeah,
never
it's
rhymed.
It was brand new.
And then it was the situation that it wasn't really a, it wasn't
super, I know, I know.
You know, but it was an opportunity where he could have been like
he could have chose a side.
Not even a side. He could have just removed himself from it. Like that's y'all drama. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Not only did he be like, he came to me as a grown man. It was like, yo, Mouse. It happened to twofold. He came to me as a man. Outside of our group chat, yo, Mouse. I get it. But you doing this is ruining something for me. What did he do right there? Two things. Came to me as a brother. And then gave me an opportunity to show who I am to him.
Yep.
Instead of guessing for me. Yo, you doing you what? Yo, what you doing over here? Is messing stuff for me. If you can, just not everything need to be said or whatever, right? Like just as long as I'm involved.
Mm-hmm.
I said, of course, don't worry about it. That was it, right? Then he was like, yo, all y'all gotta do is have a conversation. When we had the conversation, Ryan never left my side.
Because I almost fought niggas before I could even call him.
Right.
Niggas like, nah, because he doing this. And I mean, it's all water under the bridge now because we all family,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah,
but it was like, yo, the situation, and he looked at me like, yo, yeah, man, nah, because it's going to be a problem. I said, well, if it's going to be a problem with him, y'all are going to have a problem with me. And they all looked at me like this. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck y'all think this is. Like, that's more my brother than y'all. And we making money together. Who the fuck? Y'all don't, come on, yo. And that's when they looked at me like, I said, so y'all can, I'll tell them. Because in my mind, it wasn't like, I'm not taking what y'all say and then not saying nothing, then going behind your back.
Oh, no.
No, I'm telling you. I'm going to let them know. But I'm just letting you know, if y'all saying what y'all think, it ain't going to go that way.
It's not going to go down like that.
Or if it do go that way, just know, I'm going to be on that side.
I'm going.
If we take the L, it's never going to be
together.
Over. It's up. So it's like, that's what it was, but
and so for you to say it that way, and for me to say it that way, it just goes to show you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, facts. Yeah, that was my man's, and that's just from that day forward, it was never no. He might say something, he might do something, he might get. I don't care. That's my brother.
Yeah,
brothers get on. I get on y'all niggas' nerves. Get on my.
We all
that's
do.
My
you know
brother.
What? You know another time that I appreciated that I was not just appreciated. Because I feel like appreciated is too small a term. That knowing how you are and who you are and how you stand on everything that you stand on, I was like, that's my brother, for real.
New Year's. Which one?
New Year's.
Oh, God. New Year's. I know what you're talking about.
When you host it.
Yeah.
You didn't have to. You could have easily said no.
Oh, you talking about the last one?
No.
The one in the small spot?
No.
The one with the AC?
Yeah.
I mean, no heat.
When the heat was broken.
The heat was broken. Yeah.
Lord, it was cold.
It was cold as heck.
Thank God niggas had good coats.
But it was packed out, so it wasn't as cold.
It wasn't as cold as it could have been. Yes. Because it was easily packed the fuck out.
It was.
And if it was nobody in there, it would have easily been the coldest night ever.
The coldest night ever. I remember I know what you're talking about.
Just seeing how you handled the situation. You know, we don't got to talk about it. But just seeing how you handled the situation. And again, knowing how deep it was.
Yeah, if I can control it, I'm never going to have y'all looking crazy. If I can control it. Sometimes it might be a little out of my control and I got to meet.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, okay, this made up for Ebro.
Respect.
Yeah, I was trying it, boy. But in my defense, Mac, that was Mac's fault.
Oh, Jesus.
That was your fault. You knew how I was.
I did.
To be honest, that's nobody's fault. Nobody thought.
We didn't know he was going to be there. One.
We damn sure didn't know he was going to play himself like that.
Two.
In my mind, I could have been like.
I just didn't know. Like, I knew that situation, but I didn't know the full extent of it until after we chopped up about it.
Right, because I'm stuck. Like I said, in that moment, I'm stuck between two of my mans.
Yeah.
But one of my mans can't defend himself. One of my mans is locked down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, now I'm standing in my. I said what I said. I'm not dapping you. Get out of here. You playing. Get out of here, boy. Like, get out of here. Like, but yeah, I'll never forget. I remember I got home, man. That's when me and my baby mother still got home. I was like, yeah, I don't think Mac taking me out nowhere. I'm telling her, I'm like, yeah, I seen Beyonce. She waved. The blue waved at me and all of it. I'm like, yo, that was the first time me and Shawla had met in person, and we was chopping it up like we been knew each other. And I'm just telling her, and she was like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think these opportunities are happening too much often no more. I told her, I was like, listen, boy, I don't know what to do with that. But okay, because there's two questions I really want to ask before, and then we could just wrap this up. So I'll go with this one. Outside of us, not including us, not we have to remove ourselves from this. Based on the young men we've encountered, what do you think is some of the major problems that men are encountering when it's time to find, create, and maintain friendships with other men?
Say that one more time.
Outside of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the young men we've encountered, the young black men we've encountered, what do you think are some of the problems or issues black men are running into when it comes time to create and maintain new friendships, or even old friendships for that matter?
I feel like social media plays the biggest part. I don't think there's a lot less human interaction, personal face-to-face interaction. Mm-hmm. So you could do all that DMing and, you know, posting all you want. But once, I feel like these young black kids get in front of people,
right,
it's hard for them to communicate. And I feel like all three of us know how to talk.
Absolutely.
So that's why removing us out of it. But when it comes to other people, I feel like there's just a wall. Mm-hmm. And some people might know how to talk and other people don't know how to communicate back in the right way or the right fashion. And they think everything is supposed to be given to you and not earned.
It's so deep you even say that because, I mean, I've been a part of it too. Like, we don't know how to communicate with each other. Shout out to, it's so funny. It's so funny. So, and we'll have him on the show, obviously. But like at one time, me and Rodney didn't get along.
Yeah,
I mean,
and I remember,
and that was all my fault, right? And I've said it to you guys.
We spoke about it. Yeah,
it's always been my fault. But I also didn't know how to humble myself and be like, "Hey, man, this was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I felt like this." He had the emotional intelligence. You know, we were working on a project together. We made some decent money, and it was over the pandemic. And after the shoot, you know, after every episode, we would always get so many compliments from the team. Like, yo, you guys, we would never speak to each other outside of shooting.
Yeah.
But when we're shooting, you would think like the banter is so natural. You'd be like, oh, these guys are really friends. I could not stand him. And so after one of the shoots, after the final one, he was like, yo, y'all know Mouse hates me. And I was just like, and then we had a discussion, and now I would consider him a really good friend.
Yep.
And you know, so much so, you know, when I go to LA, we do brunch.
Wow, brunch.
Yay. But this last time we was out there, he told me, he said, Mouse, I wish you had the empathy for other black men that you have for black queer people.
We were just talking about that on one of our last episodes.
And when Rodney said that, it stuck me a little bit because I was like, So when Ryan said it, he's like, yeah, we don't know how to communicate all the time. Not just in, like, that's what leads to most issues.
Yeah. Communication.
I can't say my fault. I've been a part of it. I've been in real life or death situations because I couldn't say, oh, my fault. Or I couldn't be like, when a nigga asked me, you good? Nah, I'm not good. What you mean? I couldn't, what's the word I'm looking for? De-escalate.
Yeah.
I couldn't communicate. So it's just like, all right, you got fire? I got a blowtorch. So when Ryan said that, it's like,
but you got to remember what you're talking about is our generation, right? So I'm going to take it the generation under us.
Mm-hmm.
There was a comedian, Jack Knight, God rest his soul.
Rest in peace.
Who was talking about who has this viral moment where he's talking about, you know, the uncles hate him because
so my generation, he said the old generation hates us.
The old generation hates us. He's like, and you know, it's the reason why we are the way we are is because of the government, right? You know, the government conspired to break up the black family. Mm-hmm. You know, they locked up our dads, so we were raised by our mothers, which made us some sassy ass niggas. And in all actuality, these young men have the same emotional intelligence that we had in our generation that was probably like the last generation of like kind of having father figures or having big homies in the streets mm-hmm. and this, that, and the third. The younger generation don't even have that.
Nothing.
So right, really, right, for right. them, they have the same emotional intelligence, which was zero, but they're raised by their moms, which makes them even less.
They stand in the house. They're not moving
even
out.
Even less of like, they just don't, like at a young age, they don't rub, like men rub them the wrong way.
Everything.
Like other boys, other guys, other aggression, it just rubs them the wrong way. They don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to do, like it, they just, it's, and just like you said, even with what you said, the human interaction is at such a low. You don't have to.
You don't got
to
talk to nobody to make money.
You don't have to anymore.
I got to talk to a soul. I can just type my fingers away and make money.
So I think the younger guys are...
at a disadvantage.
They're at a disadvantage because they don't...
It's like, oh, y'all hoes.
They never had to speak. They never... Jesus Christ. They
it
never had to talk.
Don't be me, bro, all the time.
You just told me this. All the time. You just told me say that.
Yeah.
Why was you telling that? Okay. Do you guys think that we're socialized as young boys? Or do you think the way we were socialized as young boys has actually backfired on us? And that's what lends to the growing friendship recession.
The way that we were
socialized as, you know, just be super tough, hyper masculine. Has that somewhat backfired on us and caused this friendship recession?
To a certain extent.
Because now, you know, if we were taught to be tough, be aggressive, that means there's no communication.
To a certain extent, but then, you know, my rebuttal to that is on the opposite side with women. Women have new best friends every year.
But that's how they were socialized.
I mean, that's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. I don't think that there's a right way. I don't think that there's a wrong way. I think that the way that we were taught is very much, it is rough. It is aggressive. And I think there has to be a certain rough and aggressiveness with us just because of our own nature. But yeah. I do think that it's not until we're older usually that we start to develop the emotional intelligence that we need to sustain friendships. And by that time, it's already too late.
You, did you study before the first episode? You was like, I don't know what the topic is. Oh, well, yeah, you did. Never mind. I sent it to everybody. That was good.
You did?
Yeah. This is what we were supposed to record. Oh. It was my fault, but it's not my fault.
Yeah.
But we had like 2 weeks to prepare. Neither here nor there. Ryan.
That's me.
If there's one, what is your biggest hesitancy when it comes to creating new close friendships with other men?
A main one for me is trying to figure out what's real and what's not.
Mm.
Like, a lot of people that come in my life want something. Like, and they know what they want.
Yeah.
It's not like getting to know me, let's figure out what
I'm about to say, low-key is L.A., dog. Yeah. Like,
nah, not for me. That shit everywhere, bro. I could be in any state and everybody thinks I'm doing something for them. Mm. I can happen to go to Chicago and niggas will hit me up for Bulls tickets. Like,
wow.
See what I'm saying? Like, I don't even.
You got Bulls tickets?
No, this is what I'm saying. Oh. Like, automatically.
I'm about to say, nah, Ryan really.
I'll go anywhere and they'll think I'm there for something that they want to do.
Yeah. Got you.
Yo, I know you're in town. What we doing tonight? You tell me.
This is your town.
So it's always. So I have to try to, like, see past that when I. Because, again, my biggest thing is not somebody being my friend.
Yeah,
it's me having to bring you around my friends and let you fuck up. It comes back to me.
It comes right back to you.
Always.
What's up with your mans?
For the most part. For the most
always
part.
That. Yeah, it's what's up with your mans?
Yo, that's Rob. And in my group friends, oh, they're never going to let that shit down.
Never.
Oh, no. We met him through Rado. Like, oh, everything is always. Yo, how y'all met him though? You know that's Rob, man. They didn't even have to meet him through me. Nigga just be from Brooklyn. Yeah, Rob. Yeah, why your man's Rob, acting Rob. Like this? I'm right. Like, yo, I don't even know him. So if I bring somebody new into my friends, like, and have them meet them, they automatically gonna think, yo, Ryan introduced us. He's a good nigga. Because the niggas that stuck around are good niggas.
Mm.
But the minute he does something
crazy
yeah.
or left. Try to do something extra,
Cause I'm violating Nas and Buzz on them. Like they, I'm like, yo, your man's bugging. Like I don't understand.
Your man's bugging. But
what is up with him? And they be like, yo, chill. And they understand it, so that's why they don't chill around us. Like we know what goes on. There's hierarchy in the set. Like we know what's going on.
Of course.
But I'm the most like I'm scared of embracing somebody and they fucking it up as soon as I bring him into the real circle.
And the fold, man.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, there's levels to get in my circle, which you're probably never going to touch. But
I'm still waiting on my application to get home answered. Yeah. But, all right, last question. Last question, this is for all of us.
Yep.
If a close friend, right, a close male friend called on you to lend emotional support, would you know how to? I'm going to start with you, Matt.
Absolutely. And I think it's the reason I can say absolutely is because of me having to understand what I needed emotionally. I had to, it's taken a while, it's taken therapy, the whole nine yards, as you guys know. But I feel like possibly out of all of my friends, I would say that if somebody needed something emotionally, if anybody needed something emotionally, I would probably be the one that could support the most.
I agree.
Out of anybody else.
Cause Mac always had his shit together. You know, you talk to a nigga that got his shit together. Bro, you know a nigga that always got his shit together. It's like, yo, I can't go wrong.
He always crying.
With asking a nigga who rent always paid. Like, yo. What up, boy? Like, you give me some advice. Your shit is...
You are so fucking smart.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
All the bills is paid. I can't... Why can I not call you? You are...
You got to have it figured out.
You showing adult
it's to giving, me. It's giving big person.
Yeah. It's like, yo, bro, I don't even know if this is the right question for you, but I know your phone ain't never been cut off. I need
you. Can you tell me how to work this call?
I'm trying to do this Apple TV.
The thing is, you got to understand. There's a just like we were talking about in the other podcast, right? Just like we were talking about before. You have to remember that the wisdom that I have now wasn't here forever. I had to go through some real crazy tough times. I had to understand what to do with money. I had to make money. I had to lose money. I had to have my phone turned off. I had to have.
You had your phone turned off when you was famous?
What?
Because you forgot to pay the bill or because you couldn't pay the bill? Because
I couldn't pay the bill. And I had a shorty pay it.
When was this?
Why we ain't talking about this on self?
This is the...
Man, like, fuck that. I'm glad you're talking about it here.
Yo, but like you have to go through the own... Anybody in the world that you can consider that has any type of wisdom, you know they've gone through the craziest shit.
That's the only way. Wisdom is not manifested.
Nah, it is earned. It is literally earned. So
It's
gonna be a quote of the day, and I'll tag you.
Because
I got you.
You know you like to do quotes. You'll be like, I heard some weird. I'm like, bitch, that was mine.
I got you. But no, it's definitely something that's earned. And I have in these 33 years of life, I have earned.
He's about to be 34,
bro. I have earned quite. My first apartment was at 15.
Mm.
Like. I have earned all of this wisdom, dog. For real, for real.
What about you, Rye? If one of your male friends called and called on you for emotional support, would you know how to lend it?
Depends on the person.
Elaborate.
Some people need more help than I got.
Oof. Dang.
I gotta be real.
Y'all niggas are podcasting today.
I can't take on everything. Like, I can't. It's only one of me. And if I haven't gone through something similar, I don't want to give you false information just because I'm your friend. I might have to really tell you, honestly, I hear you, but I might not be the best friend for this conversation.
Nice.
But this is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is just me, but I can't. I would rather, you know, talk to one of your stronger friends.
If someone called, I know. Because I don't know how to lend emotional support. I know how to lend, and it's going to sound like super like male. I know how to lend logical support.
I was about to say, even calling, even in my times, right? When I think And it's not that I always need emotional help, but if in me calling Mouse in situations that I know that he's been in, Mouse will give you the most logical answer. Like, bro,
the real deal.
Listen, like I feel the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
F all that. Swallow
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep home?
Mm-hmm.
Do this.
But I think that's
to avoid the emotional term. So I'm glad you said, because I don't want to tell people business. So when you've called me in those moments, remember I've said on this podcast multiple times, I've never felt pain like getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
If I can help my friends, if I got my brothers avoid that, listen, bro, I was right and ended up unhappy. Just be wrong.
Be wrong.
But you'll be happy. Just be wrong.
Look, in the words of my man Malik, a.k.a. Boog, everybody's right. Everybody is right. Whatever you right.
That's it.
This shit just don't be worth it. So I don't have, if somebody who just need, I'm not good, and maybe that's why, maybe that's, a huge issue in some of my, relationships with women. I don't know how to, just listen.
Yeah.
I'm listening, and I'm listening for the issue, and I'm trying to fix it. And if I can't, you should call somebody else who can fix it. Because I don't want to sit on the phone with you. And sometimes there could be someone who just needs
Who just needs an ear.
And I'm like, and that's why I'm always very careful with that. And I'm like, hey, do you need somebody to listen or you want advice? You know what I mean? Like with Mac, it's easy because Mac asks. Mac does, you don't just pick up the phone and he just unloads on you. You don't just pick up the phone and unload. It's a, mm-hmm. I'm bugging.
It's a process.
It's like, am I bugging or should I do that? So when in those, if a man was to do that, I would be so fucking confused because I'm like, bro, I don't know what to tell you because you just told me you just need someone to listen.
Yeah, and now
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like you're wasting my time.
You told me you just need somebody to talk to, just to listen. Now you're asking me questions.
It's like, yeah, now you're wasting my time, bro.
You got to warm up the comment.
I've started that was probably another development in my own emotional awareness. Mm-hmm. Like whenever she wanted to have a conversation about anything, my first question to her is, before we go any further into this, do you want my advice or do you just want me to listen? I just need to know so I know how I'm listening to this conversation. So
I think on that note, I think, fellas, we just had a fucking amazing ass episode 1.
Felt good to me.
Of fucking 52.
Yeah, felt good
we
to me.
We got 51 more to go. Can you niggas do that shit again next week?
Yeah, I think so. I think we got it.
Right. Well, we will find out on the next episode of Guys Next Door. We'll see y'all next Monday. Peace. Way to podcast, fellas.
For the party, my boy home. That's Mouse Jones. It's a crazy song.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.